This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everybody. We are going to look at relationship styles today, and that could greatly improve your love life. The erotic blueprint, essentially, is where we're going with that. Where do you sit on that blueprint list? We're going to go into that today and lots more. She is a women's intimacy and empowerment coach and provides a lot of insight. This is stuff that people don't normally talk about, but really should, to have the best life possible. Tayshia Valentin is back with us. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, I'm interested to get into this.
Yeah.
Right. I've heard of when we talk about relationships and relationship styles, the five love languages, which isn't directly connected to intimacy, but can be. But what's this other erotic blueprints? Am I saying that right?
The erotic blueprint. So I think both are just as important in relationship, right? Because what I'm realizing, I'm seeing, like, in friends, you know, they'll just talk to me in conversation. Oh, you know, my boyfriend or my partner, or my husband said this or didn't do this. And in my mind, it's like, oh, he was speaking a different language than what you were speaking. So, you know, that is what I was noticing. And normally, or typically, men tend to be a little bit more on the sexual side versus women, who are more on the sensual side, right? So women tend to want to be wooed and taken out for a date, and then there's more of a warm up, I guess, before you're hitting the sack, you know. Mm-hmm. And guys are more direct; they're more one pointed, one foot, where women are a little more multifaceted. Like, we need to have all the check, you know, the boxes checked.
Well, I've rarely find in the focus on the five love languages now. Mm-hmm. I rarely find many women putting at the top of their list signs of affection.
Yeah.
Most men, it'll be at the top or like number two of importance. To your point. But then also I read recently in a couple of different places, reputable sources, studies that were recently done, polls as well, that men need that physical connection because it is the connection, where women might not look at it the same way. It's kind of not a surprise, but it was backed up by some research in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you heard that or saw that.
I have not, but you're right. Nurturing touch or physical touch is number one for men.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. And so, you know, they're, men and women are wired differently. But if you can understand that, if women can understand that that is their number one, usually the number one language, then, you know, even if they're just holding hands or a little hug, that's not, you don't have to go right to like the sex act. You can start, foreplay starts like from when you wake up in the morning, basically, you know.
Hey, if you want to stroke my hair, I'm good. Thank you. Right. That's all under the category of, you know, acts of affection.
Yes, right. So that both your partner and you can get your needs met throughout the day. Even if, you know, we work, we have to-dos and things like that and tasks. But even if you can just send a little sexy, hey, I can't wait to see you tonight, or looking forward to, you know, whatever, like it could be, and it could be something sexy. It could be totally something, you know, and it'd be, it's like a little private something that nobody needs to know when you get a little text like that, sexy text at work. That's the way to start the foreplay before you actually, hit it. So that is one tip. But most, like I said, most of us know the five love languages, but the erotic blueprints are a little different. That's more how we were wired. And so those are be sensual, sexual, energetic, kinky, and shapeshifter. And so, this is like more once you're in the bedroom kind of type of thing, right? And so there it's a little bit different, but I think you have to have, or should at least have, the love languages, some kind of knowledge, so that you can warm up into the bedroom part, right? And so sensual, it literally has to do with the five senses. How a partner smells, how they sound, like all the things, right? Taste. So it's you want all those things, like pleasing, so your environment is not going to be cluttered or dirty, you have a foul smell in it. You want your environment to be clean, you want your partner to be hopefully have showered that day, that sort of thing. Also, then so that's like a sensual. Sexual is actually they get turned on by the act of having sex, foreplay, all that sexy time stuff. So that is usually more men than women. Not saying that women don't, just saying it's usually more men. And I don't think I have to explain that. But and then energetic, some people are more energetic. So these are people that may feel more turned on with activity, maybe a walk or breath work, more of a that type of thing. And which is positive, really good, especially if you're incorporating breath work prior to, like there's a position, it's yab yum, so like if you're facing your partner and you can just breathe, right? You're having a full breath in and out. You're building up the energies, especially when your chakras are aligned, either back to back or face to face or holding hands, so that is another thing, something that some partners may feel more aligned with, the energy of the sex, building that sexual energy. Then we have kinky, so here's is exactly what it sounds like. So maybe play in, being tied up, ropes or toys or anything like that, that is a role play, role play could be another one. And they're all fine, it just depends on you and your partner. So if that is something that helps bring excitement or more energy, positive energy into your lovemaking, or then go for it, right? That's all available. I think I hit all of them, right? Kinky energy,
Sensual.
shapeshifter. So then shapeshifters is someone who can kind of flow within all the other types.
Now, how do you mean?
So they're more fluid. They're more fluid. So they speak all the languages. They dabble. They're, in and out of the languages.
So, are we saying with the erotic blueprints that somebody may ride in one area, sensual, and maybe there's some crossover to the others, but that's their predominantly, that's where they're at this time. Where,
Yes.
what was it, the shapeshifters?
Shapeshifters can play in all those, or maybe not all, but like a few.
Isn't that the ultimate, though? What you would want to strive for just to
Yeah.
keep it spiced up? And could you be a shapeshifter in all in one night? Hit a bunch of the different territories all in one night.
I don't know if I would actually advise that, but I would say at least two, maybe three, not all of
Well,
them.
okay, so let's say it starts with something sensual. 40 minutes go by, then it leads to maybe the sexual part, but there's a part of the kinkiness that's included in that as well. So like you're checking a few boxes there all in one evening session, if you will.
You could, yeah. I mean, there's nothing really off the table, right? I mean, as long as you and your partner agree, you can totally have a. I would actually like to see more instead of all in one night, maybe in a weekend. Really go, like, I like, more deep, not surface, but like, so I would say have a sexy weekend, right? And play with the different styles. Maybe you're going to do two or three on one day and then two or three on the other, and then kind of like see where you're at. And because I find also that you can start off as one predominant blueprint, and by playing and kind of going in and out of another can bring you into more, opening up into the other blueprints. So like that started for me as well. Like also depends on the partner you have, so if I have one partner that's predominantly, energetic or sexual, say he's energetic sexual, right? And then you have another partner who's a little more sensual and, something, right? So then you kind of like me as a shapeshifter, I kind of can go in, but I would have maybe my favorite, but it's not that I couldn't or can't. And so the same thing with my clients. Usually what happens is there's some kind of disconnect. I don't know, I just can't seem to have an or orgasm or something like that. And I'm like, well, and I start asking the questions, and they're like, well, he just likes to get right into it, So then he would be a sexual, I would say a sexual type. She's probably more of a sensual. So, this is what I kind of counsel, my clients on. How do you bridge that?
Which is probably a big challenge, because some men are like that. But if
Yeah.
it really depends on the partner, because you could be with somebody on the sensual side and hold each other so close with such intensity that it's as good, if not sometimes better, than true sex. And that's, that could be the sensual for the entire night. And that both could feel like, wow, that was amazing. I never thought that could feel that way.
I would say always start with an agreement, like actually talk about it. Like, I'm not so sure, but I'm willing to try. And but if I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'm making sure that it's okay if I say, not, I don't want to go any further. And then you agree on that. Like, yeah, okay, no worries. Let's just try. And usually that's not, I don't think that's a big ask, Especially if you're diving into, like, if someone's sensual and now you're telling them to let's do kinky play, that's a bigger leap than maybe sensual to energetic or,
Right. Is that where the safe word could come in handy?
Yes, right? It could just be like,
We need.
hold on, like state, right? So, yeah, so those are the things, like, because it really does make a difference. It really does. If you are a woman is very sensual, the partner needs to know that, oh, okay, maybe we need to start earlier, like, or start flirting, maybe flirting during the day, get kind of get the hints and get you more in the mood, like, ooh, we're going to do this. You could pass a little note to or a text or something like, can't wait to, something tonight, right? Those are little tips that I would suggest so that your mind is actually your number one, could be your number one sex organ, right? It's like, because now you're already taking that information in, you're processing it. And then it's sending signals down to your body, right? So you're already
Well,
foreplaying.
nothing's better than when both people are on the same page in terms of the expectation. It can get very uncomfortable where one is thinking, this is going to take place later. This is what I'm feeling, what I want. But you're not sure if they're on board for it, whatever it is. And now there's almost a little bit of anxiety, wondering, where we're going with that. To determine it ahead of time, doesn't matter what the erotic blueprint is, but to know that you're both anticipating something, and whatever could happen after that is great too. I think is just makes it all so much better. So you don't have to wonder what they're thinking. They already know the direction you're going in, but what you're expecting for the night.
Totally. It makes it more everything more cohesive. Your night goes more smoothly.
100%. And it's like the worst, invite, somebody's coming over later. It's like, well, I'd like to in my mind, but I don't know if they're on the same page. And then try to redress that ahead of time. That can be uncomfortable depending on your relationship with them, et cetera, et cetera. And is it truly called, this is the erotic blueprint?
So this was founded or developed by Jaya. Her name is Jaya, and she was on Netflix. I don't have Netflix, but I did get to see that when she was on Netflix. What's her name? Gwyneth
Paltrow?
Goop.
Oh,
Goop.
Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow, right.
So she was on there, and her partner Ian. So they have been together forever, and she developed these blueprints, sexual blueprints, and it's really fascinating, because I myself have been able to see myself journey through the different types, and then also depending on, who the partner is, right? It's very interesting how it can change, if you're open to changing. It just happened naturally for me, I think. So, and of course, and then it's even better, right, when you pair it up with your love language, right? So that you're Everything is kind of like in aligned, right? You're speaking the same language physically and verbally.
It the communication, it's rhetorical to even say this, but it's so key in terms of expectations, wants, all of that. You may be thinking, a kinkier evening, and the other person's not really there, but that's really what you want. And unless they understand it, it's not gonna work the same way.
And it's awesome when you can actually talk about it, even on a night that you're not having sex, right? Like
Right.
not even on the table. You can just like, hey, guess what? I heard, saw, read, whatever, where this happened, and would you be interested? Does this sound like of something that you would like to explore with me? That would be a perfect way to get your desire out there and then be met. Well, I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay, well, could we at least try? That would be like, okay, then maybe set your boundaries. What are you a full yes on, and what are you not so sure? And then you can go keep going with it and see, like you said, like a safe word, it could just be like a hand on the shoulder, like hold on, something like
You could have even found something online, whether it's a technique or a toy, and just say, hey, look what I found. What do you think? Or even send a link.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. That is exactly what I would say. I would say, and not in the spur of the moment, like whip out,
Yeah, what do you
hey,
think about this? Yeah.
I would say it like earlier if you know that you're having it, it's sort of planned.
How often is the surprise thing a good thing?
So I think it's good if your partner is to know what their type is, what. So if they're sensual and all of a sudden you're whipping out handcuffs, I don't know. Like
Right.
I would say if they're kinky, you could bring in some toys, I don't know, feathers, ropes, who knows, right? There was a I did have a client that wanted to try shibari, and that's the I think it's a Japanese art form of like getting tied up in like rope. It's a thing. It's called shibari, and she kind of was like telling me about it, and she's like, I really would love to try that. I don't know why. I just feel like it would be kind of fun. Now, knowing her, knowing already a little bit about her husband, he was seemed game, he was more willing to try things. So in that case, I think it would be a good, it would be a good thing. It would be totally not completely out of the blue to say, hey, honey, what do you think about Shibari? I'd like to be tied up. And that wasn't, that's not so shocking, because they've had open discussions about what they, like or don't like.
Yeah,
That
I think
was
the pressure is part of the challenge. If one's like, yeah, can we do this? I want to do this. I want to. Baby steps. Send a link. Send a picture. Check this out. And just kind of lean back on it, get a response from it. Even if, it's a sensual night, but, whip out the toy, whatever it might be.
It was,
And don't do anything. Just say, if you're interested, got that over there. If you want to, would love to, if you would. And just without pushing it, like, hey, let's go. That just, if somebody's not into that at that moment, it's going to be uncomfortable.
in this case, in this scenario, it actually turned into one of the best laughs they've had. They said that neither one of them really knew what they were doing, and they just ended up cracking up, just laughing and laughing. Like it was just fun, it wasn't like didn't go how they thought, but it was still like a good time.
Right. Well, how do you say that again? What's that called? The Japanese
Shibari?
Shibari?
Shibari? I think it's Shibari.
Right. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Interesting. Didn't even know the erotic blueprint exists, but makes so much sense. And like the love languages, once you figure out what you are, what the other person is, and again, I believe that the five love languages, you are what you are. Yes, it can vary, but it's kind of, I don't see me changing. I know what.
No, I agree. I think that is how you learn from your parents, probably your style, like
Yeah.
what you needed to feel safe, what you needed to feel like you belonged,
Yeah.
and yeah, so
But the
definitely.
blueprints, that can vary from day to day. It really can, which is kind of cool. Tasia, how do we connect with you if a woman is listening and wants some advice, some direction? What's the best way?
Yes, my email, tasia@tasiavalentine.com. And then, or you can find me on my website, and then you can get on a Calendly link, tasiavalentine.com.
And that's TEJAVALENTIN.com. Or if you're more comfortable, instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com. If you want, keep it anonymous. If you have a question, comment, whatever might what work for you. We'd love to hear it. Thank you for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup.
NWA, put yourself in her shoes.
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.